Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people are curious about, condos on Lido Key, specifically looking at what you're getting for your money when you're shopping over or under that $1 million mark. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so Lido Key is such a unique market right now. And honestly, that $1 million threshold is really interesting because it kind of divides the market in a pretty meaningful way.
Okay, so let's start with the under a million side. What are buyers actually getting when they're looking in that price range on Lido Key?
So under a million, you're typically looking at older condos, maybe built in the 80s or 90s, or you're getting smaller units in some of the newer buildings. What's cool is you can still get direct beach access, or at least that gulf-facing view that makes Lido Key so special. The trade-off is usually around square footage, or maybe the amenities aren't quite as extensive as the newer luxury builds.
Right, so you're not necessarily compromising on location, just maybe on the building itself or the unit size. What about when you cross that $1 million threshold? What changes?
Oh man, everything changes. Once you hit a million and above, you're looking at newer construction, often with premium amenities. We're talking resort style pools, concierge services, smart home technology. You're getting larger floor plans, higher end finishes. And these buildings tend to be really well maintained with lower special assessments. And honestly, the views get noticeably better.
So it sounds like it's not just about the number on the price tag. It's really about what stage of life the building is in and what kind of lifestyle you're after. Are there any specific neighborhoods or pockets of Lido Key where this divide is most noticeable?
Absolutely. The gulf-facing buildings, especially the ones right on the beach, those tend to command premium prices. But even on the bayside, you can find some really solid value under a million if you're willing to look at slightly older properties. The key is knowing what you actually need versus what's just nice to have. Some people love the older charm and character. You know, lower HOA fees, established neighborhoods. Others want that new construction peace of mind.
That's such a good point. I think a lot of people assume higher price always means better, but really it's about what fits your lifestyle. When you're working with buyers in this market, what's the biggest misconception you run into?
People think that crossing that $1 million mark automatically means they're getting a better investment. But really, if you buy a well-maintained condo under a million, with good bones, you could see just as much appreciation. Location on Lido Key is already premium. You're on one of the best beaches in Florida. Whether you're at 800K or 1.2 million, you're still getting that beachfront lifestyle.
I love that perspective. So if someone's sitting on the fence, trying to figure out which side of that $1 million line makes sense for them, what should they be thinking about?
Look at your timeline, honestly. If you're planning to stay 5-10 years, the monthly costs matter more. So maybe that under a million option with lower HOA is better. But if you're thinking investment and resale, the newer buildings with modern amenities tend to hold value better and attract more buyers. And definitely factor in what updates might be coming up in an older building. Special assessments can be a real surprise.
That's really practical advice. You know, if people want to dive deeper into Lido Key specifically, or explore some of the other beachfront communities around here, we've got some great resources. We've put together guides on places like Siesta Key and Anna Maria Island that have similar dynamics. You can check the show notes for those links. They're worth reading if you're thinking about the broader Sarasota beach market. Pauses. David, this has been super helpful. Any final thoughts for someone who's actually out there shopping right now?
Just don't get too hung up on that number. Work with someone who knows the market. And I mean really knows it, because the difference between a good deal and a great deal on Lido Key isn't always about what's listed. It's about understanding the building, the neighborhood, and what's really happening under the surface.
Love that. Thanks so much for being here, David. This was really great. And I'm sure our listeners have a much clearer picture now of what they're looking at when they're shopping on Lido Key.